Slovenia's president has unexpectedly lost yesterday's first round of presidential elections. Official results show President Danilo Turk received around 36% of the vote, behind former Prime Minister Borut Pahor with about 40%. Stefan Boss reports.
Though opinion polls predicted his victory, Slovenian President Danilo Turk, an independent, slipped to second place in Sunday's presidential election, which was held amid concerns about the economy. He will face the 49-year-old former Prime Minister Borut Pahor in a runoff vote on December 2nd. Pahor was visibly surprised that he won the first round, as his center-left government collapsed in late 2011.
Mislim da imamo sporočilo teh volitev. To sporočilo je...
He makes clear that the message from this vote is, all together, we can achieve more than we can imagine. Pahor adds that he wants to work hard to exceed voters' expectations. Yet the 69-year-old President Turk told reporters he remains confident that voters will trust him to continue as head of state in these turbulent times. He says in the following 3 weeks I'll do everything possible to show the conceptual differences between me and my rival. This was only the first round. President Turk also said that the low voter turnout of just around 47%, compared to nearly 58% in 2007, was a warning that people are disappointed in politics and the state. Whoever wins will oversee a nation that was once seen as a successful newcomer to the Eurozone, but now battles to needing international financial assistance. The government has pledged tough austerity measures and wants to heal the troubled banking system of the small EU nation of just 2 million people. Though the president has a largely ceremonial post, he is seen as crucial for the political stability in Slovenia, which broke away from what was then Yugoslavia, in 1991. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.